It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
Joe Mixey here now with a chance to talk with ESPN's Chris Broussard. Now, Chris, basketball has been a part of your life before you were a Christian, and then once you were saved. How did it change your perspective on not only playing the game but reporting it, and how were you able to use it as a platform?
That's a great question, because I got saved right at the end of my playing career as a senior in college, but I believe I would have been a much better player if I had known Christ earlier, because I think my work ethic would have been better. I would not have been interested and as involved in negative things that took me away from being the best player I could be. And so I really wish that I had known Christ at a younger age for many reasons. But one, I think I would have been a better athlete than I was. As far as the way I, covering the sport, like I said, it's about your work ethic. You know, you realize that when you're working or whatever you're doing, you're representing Christ. And so I want to be the best reporter, the best journalist, the best analyst that I can be, because it's a reflection on Christ, and I'm doing it unto the Lord. So it's just made me a harder worker in general.
Now, you and I both know the stresses of the journalism industry. What's kind of a go-to Bible passage or Bible verse that you use to kind of let yourself release and get back to God whenever those stresses of, running around and covering basketball hit you real hard?
Another good question. You got some good questions. I would say Romans 8:28. All things work together for good for them that love the Lord and them that are called according to his purpose. So even if it on the surface it appears to be going bad, you can know that, this is going to work out for good. And that can, calm you down and let you relax and things like that.
All right, final question. Now, you and I both share a love of Christian hip-hop. You've worked with Andy Mineo, MC Jin. You and I both share a love of cross-movement as well. Yeah. How has it really affected you, and how have you used that as a platform to really connect with, young kids and culture and really try to get them locked into the Lord?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I got saved in 1989, and so I started listening to Christian hip-hop in, 1990, way even before cross-movement, who's, foundational pillars in Christian hip-hop. But going back to groups like SFC and T-Bone and Idol King and groups like that, what Christian hip-hop did to me, because I was really into hip-hop, before I got saved and still am, but it really I can't overstate how much it helped me as a young believer, because I was not, like I said, I grew up Catholic and I didn't know anything about the Bible. I didn't know many Christians. And so hearing the rappers, their boldness for the Lord, that really inspired me and emboldened me. And at that time, there weren't a ton of Christian rap groups as there are now. And you felt a bond with them. Because we could relate musically, I could relate to them and what they were going through and the things they talked about from a Christian perspective. And so it ministered to me a lot. There's no question about it that it helped me in my boldness and my stance for Christ. And also being able to just hear music that I enjoy sonically. Rather than always having to listen, to choirs and things like that, church music, I was able to listen to what I call regular music, but inspired my faith.
I saw a quote that you said you didn't necessarily want to drive around listening to the Mississippi Mass Choir as soon as you got saved. But thank you very much for talking with me, and have a good day.
All right, anytime. See you.